Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
We literally are going to have to record some warning before the story occurs that we're going to have to edit in and put it back before what just happened, because you got graphic.
If you're squeamish,
don't listen to that part.
Don't listen to what we just talked about that's coming up soon. All right, welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by male and racial best friend duo. Boredom edition, just fulfilling a promise edition. about a week ago, I said, we're recording today, everybody, get excited. And then we didn't.
Well, people been asking for it too, Rim.
A couple. Not as many as you might think. So it'll be interesting to see. AB had we had to delay the initial recording because AB's child came down with what some would describe incorrectly as an illness. Now, strangely, the coronavirus and quarantine life has actually made it more difficult for us to record.
Yeah.
There are smaller windows. Are there not for in the Bradford household for quiet?
The windows are tight, Rim. The days are tight.
Shh, be quiet. You don't want to wake the children.
Be quiet.
So everything's good now. I know you don't want to get it. There's probably some HIPAA act we can't violate, but your kid is healthy.
I'll get into it, Rim. You want me to get into it? Public service announcement for parents out there?
Actually,
this
go ahead.
Could
yeah.
save a life or a limb.
Legitimately a limb.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
I'll do a quick story, Rim. We were
sure.
going to record.
Why not? It doesn't matter. Nothing doesn't matters. Matter. Who got, cares? Structure. Yeah. Just say it. Just
we
talk.
We could go for 4 hours if we need be.
Doesn't matter. I want to hear it again, actually.
We were going to record last week at some point, and our baby was acting a little fussy, Rim, out of the norm. We thought it was an earache, okay? Yeah. What are those called?
An ear infection.
Ear infection, yes.
Boy, rough start. You're losing it.
I'm losing it. We thought it was an ear infection. We took him to the doctor. They said, it looks okay, but it's probably an ear infection starting up. So that's what we thought. Later that night, I text Rim. I'm like, I can't record today. Kid's got an ear infection. He's not going to sleep today, basically. He's not going to sleep. We're not going to be able to record. Later that night, getting ready for bed, I'm getting him dressed, you know, changing his outfit. Oh shit, Rim. His toe is 4 times as big as it should be, okay?
Scary.
It's bloated. It's almost purple. It's exploded in size. I have no idea what's going on. I yell for Kendall to come in. She has no idea what's going on. It's pure panic all of a sudden for a good couple minutes there in the Bradford household. Panicked, have no idea what's going on. It looks like this toe is a goner.
Toast.
That's what I thought when I first saw it. Okay, well,
my son lost
parent,
his toe.
Your job is to protect your kids, and one of my kids just lost their toe on my watch. Not me specifically, it was both of us, but on our watch as parents.
Sure?
Our kids lost a toe. Biggest nightmare in the world. We call Kendall's friend, who's a pediatrician. She says, oh, I know what this is. It's a hair tourniquet, okay? Little relief, but she says, just try to cut it off.
Oh, okay? I did not know this part of the story.
I get the scissors. can't find, you can see the hair, like a piece of the hair sticking off, and you can
so
can
explain
cut that.
What this is. There's a hair wrapped around the toe tightly.
Wrapped around his toe tightly, like you do if you were going to cut off, you know, if you're going to stop the bleeding. You know,
yeah.
Tourniquets are usually used, like, I feel like when you're going to cut a limb off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a piece of hair or multiple pieces of hair wrapped around his middle toe. And it's so tight that it's digging in, and the toes, not only has it blown up in size, it's swollen, but it's bleeding. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Disgusting looking.
Oh.
It's the hair is so tightly wrapped that it's cutting him and cutting off circulation. Never
seen
anything.
Who knows how long it's been there? You
and
just noticed
have no
it.
Idea. We have no idea how long it had been there at that point. We hadn't noticed it. I hope it hadn't been on that long, but who knows? Who knows? I had just given him a bath earlier that day and didn't notice, but I don't think it could have gotten that bad without being on there longer than just a couple, you know, minutes.
Getting progressively worse throughout the day.
His toe looked like you took a knife to it.
All right, but the graphic descriptions, we're going to have to put a thing before.
Yeah,
warning people.
This is to scare other parents, okay? Anyways, couldn't find, like, it was so deep in the skin that you couldn't find anything. So I had to take him to urgent care. Urgent care couldn't get it either with like tiny little tweezers and shit. Then you're asking me, how could you not just tweeze this? If you have the right tools, you should be
that.
Able to get
no,
it off.
No, no, not
other
me.
People. Other
no,
people. Even, well, even I thought when he was doing it, he's got these little tweezers. I'm like, okay, give me the tweezers. I'll get this hair off for you. Let me get this. I'll take
not
care of this.
Not because it's all wrapped and stuff. No, no, no.
Couldn't get it off at urgent care. He's like, you're going to have to go to the ER. They're going to have to do something there. We go to the ER. They tried Nair first. And when we got there, the nurse is like, I've seen hundreds of these. Nair always works. I've never seen it not work.
It makes sense because Nair, like, just burns the hair. Like, it
disintegrates
the hairs. Yeah,
basically disintegrates the hair is what she said to me. Nair didn't work, Rim. They had to cut it off with a scalpel. Okay?
Now, let me confess something. First, great story. He's fine now. Yes,
he's fine. Yeah, to end the story, he's fine. We had to spend a night in the hospital. It was one of the scariest moments of my life, but he's fine, doing better. Just check your kid's toes and fingers.
Just give him a once-over.
Once-over. Before bed. A couple times a day. Check for hairs. They're the silent killer.
Hair, the silent killer. One question. Your son has hair, right? So did they determine if it was your son's hair from laying in the crib and like rolling around and kicking his legs around, or was it potentially your wife's hair?
I've done some research.
His sister's.
I think it was definitely someone else's hair.
Interesting.
Because we have three girls in the house, all with pretty long hair, so it could have been any of them. I think it might have been a mixture of multiple hairs. There's more. I think there's more than one hair.
A hair cocktail.
It's a hair cocktail.
This is disgusting conversation.
From what I've heard, a lot of times it comes from hair being like in the sock. So when he wears onesies, so you put the feet. I still don't understand how a hair would wrap, and I still can't get a great explanation on how that would happen. But this is apparently normal. They had seen lots of cases of it. But apparently
it's like,
it happens
like belly
a lot
button
when
lint. No one knows how belly button lint
how does it
works.
Work? How
you know?
Does this work? How would a piece of hair, number one, how's a hair that strong? I feel like before it would cut into you, it would burst. The hair would burst, but not the
agreed.
Case.
Yeah.
It's like
interesting.
It's like barbed wire.
Okay. What a story. What a reason to delay a podcast episode, frankly. But another thing I want to mention, I have to admit, at some point during the text chain when you were at the ER at midnight.
Yeah, I was sitting in the ER.
You said Nair didn't work. They're going to have to cut it off. I thought his toe.
Oh, is that
they're
what I said?
Cut his toe off.
Is that what I said?
And I think at one point you made a great joke, which was if I'd have known we were going to have to go to the ER and pay this hospital bill, I would have cut it off myself.
Just a little.
And I thought you meant you would have cut his toe off yourself. It's like, that's a hilarious joke. But no. Anyway, he's fine. And that's the reason.
We're a little late.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
That's
for
a
the
tip,
people.
Though. That's a tip. I've never thought about that. If someone told me this was a thing, I would think it's fake. But no, I'm here to tell you it's real, folks. And you need to check your kids' toes and fingers. Period.
All right. Well, that's enough. We literally are going to have to record some warning before the story occurs that we're going to have to edit in and put it back before what just happened because you got graphic.
If you're squeamish, don't listen to that part.
Don't listen to what we just talked about that's coming up soon. Anyway, AB, okay, so we're recording because the last time we talked to each other, the last episode of the Rosecast was recorded the day, and this is how I mark time, the day the NBA was canceled, for all intents and purposes. And since
then, a day
then,
I'll never forget for the rest of my life where I was. It's one of those moments in time that'll stand. I'll remember that on my deathbed. The day the NBA was canceled, that was the craziest day of my life.
I remember when I saw the Woj tweet, I go, like a legit, deep, sharp gasp. Okay. Anyway, long story short, the world is completely different now. And
yes,
a lot of things have happened both in the real world and Bachelor world, which I am becoming increasingly impatient with based on these events. But we should go through them. The first thing, obviously, there's a pandemic, a global pandemic that has shut down everything, not least of which, maybe least of which, is the production of...
It might be the least of which.
It might literally be the least important thing to get shut down. And that's filming of The Bachelorette. I don't think it's the least because Claire's season I put on a little higher level of importance. So it's not the least in my opinion.
Well, I saw... What's that movie with John Krasinski?
Quiet
Place 2.
That
they pushed back. It's like, we pushed this back a year. That was like, that was early in the pandemic. It's like, this is the last fucking thing I cared about hearing, John.
Hey, relax, AB. They just want to let you know that you can't go to the theater.
I didn't need to know. It's not even, it's just not coming out for a year or something. But no, I didn't need to know. It reminds me of that. What's that Dave Chappelle
Ja Rule
thing
after
about
9/11.
Ja Rule, yeah. What's Ja Rule thing? It's like, no, I don't care about The Quiet Place or whatever that movie's called not coming out right now. That's the least of my worries.
I did not expect anti-Quiet Place opinions here. AB, Bachelorette production pushback. Initially 2 weeks. It's been more than 2 weeks since they announced that.
Had to be.
Obviously, they're not going to be filming any for the foreseeable future. So certainly the season is not going to start in 2 months or whatever, 6 weeks, which is bad news for Bachelor Nation, of course. But I'm wondering two things. One, do you think they will take this opportunity to recast some of the people? Because they had released the cast and they were typically, you know, mid to late 20s dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And two, doomsday scenario.
Canceled.
Do you think this season will occur at all?
Answer your first question. I think they will recast or at the very least add some more people, maybe. I don't know. I don't think they'll have the same cast because of obligations and stuff like that. Also, I read something from Chris. He made it seem like they're coming back sooner than even what you're saying there. He's like, some of these people might be sick with coronavirus. It's like, no, you're not going to be able to record until we're out of the clear there.
30 people making out with one person is
not
going to happen
work.
For a while.
All you,
right?
you can't do this. It's not going to be a 2 week deal here, Chris. But yeah, I think they have some time now to completely look at the cast. I'm sure there's no like binding contract where they have to stick with the people that they chose. Anyways, they can dump whoever they want.
Dump them whoever. Yeah.
They can dump them. They have so much time now to get the perfect cast for Claire, which is awesome.
Perfect.
Now,
I like the way you put that.
Do I think it'll be canceled? I really don't. I think it'll be.
Really?
I don't. I think it'll be a fall or winter. Maybe they'll go Bachelorette, then Bachelor to start the new year, 2021. They'll go kind of back to back. That's how
back
I can see it going on. You got an open period right now where Winter Games was, that December, you know, November, December area, that you can get it going. If you can start filming by early fall, you could get it out by winter.
I don't think that's an outrageous. I have in recent days, especially, just kind of given up hope of things occurring.
Do you think football's going to happen? Not related to this, but I think that would be if football comes back, then Bachelor could come back.
We are dangerously close to we're just blending the two. We planned on doing one Rosecast and one regular podcast, and now it seems as if we're just going to blend the topics from both of those things. So I don't know how we're going to release that, but anyway, I don't know.
Release it on both.
College football and the NFL are two behemoth empires, and there's so much money involved, particularly for college football, because those schools rely on that enormous revenue from college football
to shut down colleges, like colleges
wouldn't survive without college football. So certainly not athletic departments. I don't know.
Like if it was college football season right now, it wouldn't be going on, right?
Listen, man, don't put anything past, you know, the SEC. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good barometer, though. If college football comes back, I just can't see these things happening with fans. But if college football comes back.
Yeah, with 60,000 fans.
That's just not going to happen. So I think a early fall filming date. Of course, nobody knows anything. But
no, this is just
that's
two
feasible.
Guys.
That's feasible. It's just two. I mean, you would talk about two guys who don't know anything about this. It's us. I hope it comes back, but I'm not. I wouldn't bet on it. I'll put it that way. I hope the season occurs. I meant to say, but I wouldn't bet on it. But I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do. I think ABC should get creative with giving us content to consume, because, you know, ESPN and all these other channels, even friggin' Bravo, they're all doing shows remotely.
Oh, yeah.
ABC should just air, you know, a classic Bachelor season or something like that in the time slot. What else do you have going on, really?
You could
air make them all available on Disney Plus for the 90th time. Why are all seasons not available anyway?
Is Claire's even available yet? Pablo and like all her Bachelor in Paradise seasons, they could air those in the time slot, or at least a couple. Like, you don't have to do the whole season, I guess, but you could do big Claire episodes, or, you know, you could do a piece together, you know, an episode of all her big time scenes, you know, all the favorite Claire moments, something like that. You could get, there's tons of stuff they can do.
They are allegedly. One of the main Bachelor producers tweeted this. He shall not be named. We have a lot of...
Mike Fleiss?
Vendettas.
That rat? say his name.
He said they're going to air like best of episodes or something, but it sounded to me like they're going to air random episodes every week that aren't from the same season, which makes zero sense to me.
Unless you did like... Now, hear me out here, Rim.
I'm listening.
You do full seasons each week. So like a best of this season.
I don't
season,
hate this idea at
go
all.
Through the entire season so you could catch people up. You'd obviously wouldn't be able... 2 hours would be tough to fit it all in, but I don't know if it'd actually be that tough. There's so much fluff.
Might as well do three. Yeah, that could work.
Season a week. Let's run through. That's something I'd watch and podcast about.
It's really just amazing how many good ideas we come up with on the fly on this show.
I never had thought about that
That's
until
a great
10
idea.
Seconds ago.
That's a great idea. For 25 weeks, just do every
weeks.
Season, one season a week,
one season a
3
week.
Hours on Monday.
Yeah.
Be a sensation. Be an absolute sensation. All right. Anything else on that? I mean, we're
no.
bullish,
fingers
I guess,
crossed.
On it coming back at all. But okay, fingers crossed. Knock on wood. Next up, let's go to Madison and Peter. Remember them?
God.
They were a couple from The Bachelor season recently. Seems like ages ago that occurred. 2 days after we recorded, they broke up. What's your take, AB?
You can't break up if you were never together, Rim.
Wow.
I'll put it that way.
so
these
what do you
two
imply?
Weren't together. They never were. And what's her name was right. And it pains me to say that she was right. One of the biggest villains. His mom. What's
oh,
her
yeah.
name?
What's her name?
Remember when we all hated her and then she was dead right 2 days later?
Barb. I didn't look at it like she was
I didn't think
right
she
around.
Was wrong, I guess. I just thought she handled it poorly and that didn't change. But she was everything she said was right. Her just how she acted wasn't appropriate.
There was someone in the mailbag who came up with this crazy theory, and it was Kelly and Peter are together. Barb is just doing this to take the heat. You know, to burn this relationship down because she knows just some crazy, wacky theory that turns out is probably
why was
like,
Kelly
completely
there?
True. Exactly.
Other than to show support for her loved one, Peter.
Well, that leads us into the next thing. A couple days after that, Peter and Kelly were seen absolutely gallivanting around Chicago as if there was nothing wrong. I was here absolutely, you know, like same, wrapped in same, plastic.
Same city as Rim.
Yeah. I could just peer out and be like, what are you guys doing?
They looked like they were out in the sun, out with the masses.
AB, I remember that. I will never, you want to talk about days I'll never forget. I'll never forget that day. There were so many people outside. It was infuriating. See, there were more people outside. It wasn't even that nice out. It was like 45, 50 degrees. There was 1 million people went to the lakeshore that day, and I was upset. And then the next day, they shut it all down. Everything was shut down, so it's basically Peter's fault. But anyway, they were gallivanting around, and now they're doing TikToks together and are apparently dating. What's your take, AB?
You want to I'll answer that here in a second, but you want to talk about people that take the coronavirus lightly? It's Bachelor Nation family. Those people, not a single one of them is in social isolation right now. They don't give a fuck about this. No, none of them.
It's kind of sad to see, but also kind of funny.
It's funny.
They're all flying around.
They're
trying
flying
to get
around
large
to each other,
so
hanging
they can
out.
Do videos. It's like, that's the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Peter and Kelly are apparently together. What do you think?
That's fine. I feel like this whole thing has been shady. It makes you even go back to the season, and Peter and Kelly, like they seem like there was more there.
That's what you
than
said.
We ever, you especially, Rim was big into thinking there was more there, and I think you were right. Because why would his first reaction to be go to like your, you know, eighth place finisher?
Fifth.
Oh, she got fifth?
Yeah, fifth.
Okay.
Not bad. Pretty
not
good.
Bad. Pretty good. That's fine then.
Reasonable.
I just don't know why in the pandemic you would choose to go to Chicago to meet up with her if something wasn't going on that we haven't seen before that.
Well, they're alleged to have been together since the weekend of the Super Bowl, which the Chiefs won.
People forget.
People forget that. Not enough discussion
about
that.
The last Super Bowl champions.
The last.
Some say.
Yeah, the last. not long, a couple days after he broke up with Hannah Ann. So to me, Peter and Kelly being together is just the final nail in the coffin for me caring about anything Weber related.
Yeah, I don't
care.
I'm
just out on the Weber family, Peter.
Don't care.
You know, I liked his season because he was clueless and that created a lot of funny moments. You never knew what was going to happen. But now there's almost a sinister quality to his stupidity, frankly. The reunion with Maddie was a joke, okay? They played the audience for fools, and I am personally offended by that, especially as someone who buys into what I am. I eat up what they feed me on
Absolutely.
This franchise a lot. I'm upset by that. I took that as kind of the cherry on top of this producer puppet cake of a season. And now...
Yeah, one final kick in the gut.
Yeah, just like, what was this even for? Why did we sink so much time into this show if it was a joke from the beginning? And now the things he's doing, he's just being a jerk, you know, prancing around during the pandemic, okay, sandwiching a two-day reunion, in quotes, with Madison, with a full-blown relationship with the fifth place finisher from his season. Like, you're not the Bachelor anymore, Peter. Pick one person and be with them. And lastly, say what you want on about Colton, but at least he took this seriously and zeroed in on the one person he wanted to be with. Peter's just laughing in our faces, just going along for the ride. I'm out. I don't care about anything Peter. Don't send us anything Peter related.
I don't think Peter was ever ready to settle down. I think his brother alluded to that. He's like, are you sure you're going to settle down and not be party boy, sex animal Peter? And Peter, that's where he's at in his life. He's not interested in getting married. He shouldn't have been the Bachelor because of that.
Period. Out. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Out. I'm
unless
out
you
of
have
Peter.
Something
that's
else.
The last you'll hear us talk about Peter unless we're making a list of worst Bachelors. That's the only time you'll hear us talk about him.
Hi. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You alluded to the quarantine crew, the famous quarantine crew, AB, that included Tyler and Hannah. I don't know who all was in it. I know that Tyler, Hannah, and Tyler's hot friend.
Oh, I know who they are.
Josh?
I don't know all their names. It's Tyler's hot mixed friend. It's a couple other girls. Don't know their names. Tyler's brother, who looks a lot like him. And they're all in Fort Lauderdale, I believe.
Jupiter, Florida.
Is that where he's from? I'm thinking of somewhere
else.
Yeah,
that's where Tyler's from. No.
Some other Bachelor crew is in Fort Lauderdale, I think. I don't know.
AB, you presumably watched all the videos. I did not.
Oh, Mr. TikTok? Yeah.
I was too busy crumpling my phone into bits because I was so frustrated. My phone is dust. But anyway, give us a rundown of what happened and your take on it.
If you haven't caught wind yet, Riven and AB are big into social isolation and quarantine. So if anyone's not doing it,
it's just not that tough of a thing to do.
If anyone's not doing it, we get very upset. So let me start this off by saying I love Hannah Brown.
Keep in mind, we're the people who are like, we're the big seatbelt guys. So yeah,
we're safety first.
Do this very simple thing to save yourself from the world, guys. Go ahead.
Hannah Brown. It wasn't early in the pandemic. It was smack dab in the middle, like after places had been shut down. Is she live in California now? Because California was one of the earliest places to shut down. So she's like, I got to get the fuck out of California.
Yeah, she did.
So she flies down to Jupiter in the middle of it. Who knows if she'd be able to get back? Because
it's a short-sighted decision.
Short-sighted decision. She goes down to meet Tyler and his crew and spend weeks there. All together, there's like, I'd say there's at least 10 of them in wherever they're staying.
Ooh.
They're messing around on the beach, making TikToks. They got a super popular TikToks, all of them now, having a great time. Don't get me wrong. Those guys are having
a lot of
fun. And that's it. That's all they're doing. That's the story.
Well, update. Hannah left yesterday, I believe, Thursday. She drove with someone else who's mildly famous, who I don't know who it is, a country singer of some sort, back to Tuscaloosa to be with her parents. But still, weeks and weeks creating videos. There are sensations.
The videos were good.
This group. The question then becomes, based on what you've seen from the videos, has the Bachelor Nation fever dream come true of Tyler and Hannah reuniting and being a couple?
I'm here to report, Rim, that these two are a couple. I watched the videos very closely. They do little ones where they try to throw you off. She'd have her arms around the hot mixed guy and stuff like that. But the look.
He has a name.
I don't know his name, but he's the hot mixed guy. Sexy mixed man.
He's hot. He's
one of the hottest guys I've ever seen. He's mixed Tyler, basically.
We should note that he is not only Tyler's trainer and best friend, but also cast on the upcoming season, Claire season.
That guy's cast?
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
How
I had
are
no
you
idea.
So deep in this and you didn't know that?
I had no idea. I didn't know who any of these people are. They didn't do like a cast shout out. They should have done a video explaining who everyone there was, but they didn't do that. And I didn't look into it. I was just enjoying the videos while
Baby's
also being
only
mad
on TikTok.
What was I
Does
saying?
Does that change how you view what's going on, that they have a future cast member who happens to be Tyler's best friend?
No.
We don't like that.
I already like that guy, and I can't wait to see more of him now. I'm very excited that you told me that, in fact. But no, they do things to throw you off, like they aren't together, But those two are together, Rim. And the way they look at each other and the way they joke around, all the sexual tension that we felt during Hannah's season is still there. These two are a couple. It'll only be a matter of time before they make it official. You heard it here first.
Wow, that's a big report. I mean, we're going to get cited in news articles. First reported.
We really are.
First officially be reported. Please credit Rim and AB, AB specifically. As silly as it is that she went down there in the first place for this specific reason, I do. That does bring a smile to my face, those two. I like them both, Tyler and Hannah, and I hope they're together for real, for real. That will be a sliver of goodness.
At least once she got there, they stayed quarantined. I will give her that. They stayed in the small group, so if any of them did get it, and she was there so long that if she's past the 2 weeks time.
It's like, true. It's really true.
It would only be them that would get it, so I got to give them credit there.
Speaking of Hannah and Tyler, they were the two finalists in our Batch Madness bracket. Wow. And of course, Hannah won, defeated her, according to AB, boyfriend in the finals by a landslide margin. Thanks to everyone who voted in that. That was a fun thing to do. I don't know how we're going to, might as well do another one. There's nothing else going on. We need Instagram content. So if you have any ideas, let us know. I should have stretched that out. Each voting round is a week rather than a day, because now we're just sitting here with the thumbs twiddling. Anything to say about that, AB? Did you analyze the bracket? Do you have any surprises or disappointments?
A lot of fun. It was interesting to see who, especially in the villains bracket, on who was moving. People were taking it different ways, like if it was their favorite or if it was the best villain, or there was a lot of ambiguity on what was exactly the criteria there. So I liked watching that. I was a little surprised Tyler made it out that far. Hannah Brown, I think she's the most popular person right now. I didn't know Tyler was still that popular, because he had been kind of out of the headlines for a little bit. So I was a little surprised to see him there.
He defeated Mike Johnson in the Elite Eight. Mike beat Wells in the Sweet 16 by like a minuscule 0.1%.
Yeah.
The villains region, which you mentioned, was completely my fault. That ambiguity. As soon as I
kinda
released
liked it,
it was interesting to see how people voted, but they were upset.
People didn't know what they should do.
Upset.
Yeah.
No, and I had no good answer for him. I was like, I don't know.
Do what you think
do what
is
you
best.
Want. I don't know. It's too late now for me to fix this. So the final two in the villains region were a 15 seed. And
who was the 15? I can't remember.
Four
who it
seed
was.
Crystal.
Crystal. Yeah, that's right.
So Corinne was in the final four, and obviously she got drubbed by Tyler. But it was a fun thing all around. Apologies for the villain region, if that's what you want me to get at, AP.
No, it wasn't. I like that. I like that region. It'll be interesting to see who is on Paradise. If they do a Paradise, like a winter, you know, another one. I don't know. I hadn't thought about that, but Bachelor in Paradise is obviously not happening.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Will they do something with
Bachelor
that?
Bachelor in Paradise shouldn't happen anyway for the same reason, with the diseases and the people down there with no clothes all making out. That's just a cesspool of germs. I'm a big anti-germ guy all of a sudden.
I hadn't thought about Bachelor in Paradise. That bummed me out now.
All right, well, should we turn the mood around and talk about our last topic, which is Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Now, another mistake I made recently when I announced this episode was that I said, hey, send us your suggestions for things to watch. And I meant it as what are you watching during the quarantine? We can recommend stuff. We can check it out ourselves. People took it as, what should we recap with on a consistent basis? So everybody sent us, obviously,
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to recap that on an episode by episode basis. AB didn't even watch it, and I did. So I'm going to talk about it, AB, and I want you to chime in with questions, thoughts. First, what do you even know about the concept of the show?
I assume they pick each other. The blind part makes me think it's like a you know, a voice situation or a, you know, behind closed doors, they don't see each other for a certain amount of time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, you really don't. You haven't
That's
seen
it.
Any clips
I know
or anything.
Nothing. I've seen no clips. Here's the thing. I was going to watch it. A lot of people recommended it to me, and then Rim put the kibosh in it. He said it wasn't as good as the people have been saying, and I took what Rim told more than the hundreds of people that have told me to watch it. I said, okay, well, I'm out. I'm not watching. You're going to get some heat
for this. I put a lot of weight in that recommendation to AB, which was, I don't think you should watch this. And that was like hard for me to say.
That was it. That was it. In the middle of the quarantine, you don't need to watch. I have tons of time.
Don't bother. I think I said don't bother, which is, I'm going to get heat for this because this
love
show,
it.
More people watch, based on the Instagram followings of, because Netflix doesn't release any data.
Of course not.
So everything always seems more popular than it is because whatever. Based on the Instagram followings of the people I would call the winners, this show is more popular than The Bachelor.
Wow, really?
One of the girls
who... How many followers are we talking?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
One of the girls who is still married to her husband...
That she met on the show?
That she met on the show. A black girl, it should be noted, given the context of a lot of our conversations about who they choose as leads on The Bachelor, has 300,000 more followers than Maddie.
Wow.
From Love is Blind.
That's interesting.
It's variant. And her husband has like 1,000,008 or something like that. And these weren't even the leads of a show. They were just characters.
Were they popular at all before the show?
No, not to my knowledge.
Wow.
I mean, by the time I watched it, it was too late to know that information. But these people have loads of Instagram followers. And that shocked me, honestly, because I thought, oh, it's just a quirky little weird show that people are watching because there's nothing else to do, but apparently it's a monster smash. Here's the premise. I'll go through this quickly and stop me when you have questions. 15 men and 15 women live together separately in groups, and they spend their days in what you reference as pods, these rooms with no couches or with couches and no windows, and then like a fogged glass wall adjacent to a person of the opposite gender. Ooh. And you go and you talk, okay? It seemed like there were fewer people than 30. It seemed like there was 20. Initially, my notes had 20. Then I looked at the Wikipedia. There were people who got zero screen time. This is an aside. Zero.
Really? Oh, okay.
Which sucks for them because some of them got engaged and they had zero screen time.
What do you mean?
They didn't show all the engagements. They showed 6 of the 8 engagements.
There were people that got engaged from this process that were not on the show at all. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I said. I found this out 20 minutes ago. I was shocked.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. I think
they had 8 engagements? Did you say 8?
Out of 30 people, out of 15 possible couples, they had 8 engagements.
How long were they there?
I'll get into that. But okay. I'm almost positive that on the show they said there were 10 and 10. But there were 15 and 15, and they just didn't show some people.
That's crazy.
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, think about how much that sucks. You go on the show, you get engaged.
They don't show your story.
They don't show it. You don't get any followers. These people have millions of followers now, and just because they're on... Anyway, crazy.
That's bananas.
Bananas. So the idea, obviously, is to connect with someone and then propose without ever having seen them. Are you going to watch this? You're not going to watch this, are you?
No, but...
Okay.
Give out the spoilers. Just before we get into it, though, if you are going to watch, turn off now.
Well, I won't give out specific spoilers. I will say things like, at the end of the first episode, this happens. I won't tell you what character. But at the end of the first episode, there's a proposal already. Okay?
How
Do you
long,
get that? There's,
how long
there's
is
a proposal.
The, how long does each episode... In Bachelor World, it's a week. Is it the same?
So I think what they did was the first 2 episodes where they focus on certain relationships over a period of time. It wasn't all chronological. Like some of the events of episode 2 occurred before the end of episode 1. But anyway, there's an engagement. And I'm sitting there like, I knew this show was crazy, but I'm sitting there like, you know, this is crazy. There's an engagement already after 1 episode. I was like, what is going on?
Just from talking. They hadn't seen each other?
That's the point, AB. Love is blind.
You never see each other.
They don't see... After you get engaged, the next day, you go into this like meeting hallway and you hug and kiss.
You have to get engaged.
You don't have to. Well, if you want to meet it, the person you're engaged to, yeah.
Was there any behind the scenes, like, you know, Match.com has like, formulas. You put it in and it shows you who you match with. Did they have anything like that here where, you know, who you're compatible with to make these 15 people more likely to, you know, fall in love than just random, you know, a random 30 people or whatever?
No, none of that, except for they're all hot. That should be noted.
That's of course.
And I would have preferred, but you know, if you're going to do Love is Blind, maybe you have some Regos in there, you know, have like Rim in there, like, you know, what are you, 250? Nah, 245. You know, whatever. Have some regular people in there. You know, let me charm you with personality.
Yeah, let the that charm, way, you know. And then we see if this super hot person, if it's shallow,
exactly,
you know.
Well, we did. There was an instance of that. But for the most part, when they met the first time, people were like, sweet, you know, the person's hot. There was like, especially in the guys, there was some like, God, I hope this girl is pretty. You know, there was a little bit of that.
They
but
talked about it.
No, they didn't talk about it, but you could, in the moment where they looked up and saw their fiance for the first time.
Relief.
They were like, relief. Yes.
Okay.
So I would have preferred if you had some regular people, but they're all people. So it was like, it was almost pointless, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, after the engaged, you know, the six that they showed us got engaged. Of course, before that, they were all talking to each other, trying to find connections, right? So they all know each other through talking. After the people get engaged, those six go to this resort in Mexico for like a little, I don't know.
So they see each other and then they go to a resort.
Then they go to a resort together.
So
they're
like
all in
paradise.
A group. Yes. And then it becomes Bachelor in Paradise, but everybody's already coupled. So we've got six engaged couples at this point. One guy didn't tell his fiance that he was bi until that point. So their relationship disintegrated. That was a big sticking point for them. It's strange to not mention that fact before you get engaged to the person, but that's neither here nor there. Then the show followed the remaining five couples as they moved in together, met the parents. This is like episode 3 and 4.
But you're saying there were eight people that got engaged. So the other
16 people that got engaged. Yes.
Eight couples. So those other two couples that they didn't even show, were they there and you see them or no?
I just saw this on the Wikipedia. They were not invited to go to Mexico. Production was like, hey,
too boring.
We didn't expect this many people to get engaged. I think it was simply like, we didn't book enough rooms at the resort or something. They're like, sorry, you can't come. Crazy. We can only do six.
Wow.
So those two people, you know, were just told to go about their merry way as engaged people. So after the resort, the couples move in together in the same place. Here's another thing I didn't mention.
I can't believe you're still going with steps of this process.
There's so many more. It's crazy. They're all from the Atlanta area. The show was filmed in Atlanta.
Of races?
Big mix. Though
Hotlanta, you'd expect.
Yeah. But, you know, they're less than half of them, you know, about a third of them end up together, I'll say. So it was not this wild diversity, but there was more than on the show we normally watch.
Okay.
Then they, you know, them being all from Atlanta makes it more likely that they would.
They don't have to
stick
together. Yeah,
exactly. So they move into this apartment complex in Atlanta. They follow these couples living together, which was mildly interesting. Meeting the parents, which there was one great scene where that occurred. Planning the weddings, getting drunk at their quote bachelor parties.
Are they going to work?
And getting married. Yes, but they don't show that, but they talk about it. They talk about, like, how are we going to pay for this or that? So there was some interesting real life wrinkles.
Nice. So where's the bad part?
I'll get to that.
Seems
here's
like must
here's
watch.
Here's where I get to what's bad about it. It was obvious that most of the time that we were watching, the majority of the season, it was clear that maybe one of the five couples would actually get married. The rest of them were just hurtling towards these weddings, and you knew that they were going to get let. You knew that they weren't going to get married. Go through with it. You just knew it. They didn't get along. They didn't like each other because the pods weren't real life. And then you go into real life, and it's like, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to be terrible. In the end, AB, three of the five couples did not go through with their weddings. The women left the men at the altar in front of their family and friends.
At the altar? Did they have to? Is there something?
It wasn't a have to, but it was a have to, because why would these breakups not have occurred?
Yeah, why wouldn't you do it earlier?
Beforehand. And they had conversations. The couple's like, so do you think you're going to go through with the wedding, you know, tomorrow? They're like, I don't know yet. It's like, why is this up in the air? It shouldn't be.
If it's up in the air, it's not happening.
Exactly. So one of the three couples reunited. Yeah, one of the three couples reunited afterwards, and they're still together now. So there's two people who are married and a couple that's together. Or two couples that are married and one couple that's together.
What's the time frame that this is over?
Maybe a month.
In real life. Okay.
They had a day countdown. It was like 40 days from the first day of the experiment.
Okay.
And then marriage day. It was hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey, by the way. They weren't there nearly enough for my liking, but that might get AB's attention.
It does.
Here's what I liked. The concept. Kind of interesting. They spun it into so much is based on looks in the digital dating world. So it was cool to see real connections form in a different way. They showed a lot of real life stuff. I like that. People living together, like I said, familial, you know, awkwardness. One couple was quite likable. And to boot, I don't think this couple ever would have met in the real world. Or gotten together in the real world. And they're still married. And that's the most popular couple I was talking about. And I liked the presentation. It was like The Hills. It was filmed like The Hills. So it was cool. Things I didn't like, AB.
Hills has good presentation.
It was good. It was like, damn, this shit's flashy.
They're living.
You know what I mean? Just got a glimmer to it. Things I didn't like. Go ask me.
Maybe you won't like this. Maybe this is part of your list, but how was the soundtrack?
Soundtrack was great. I almost put that on things I like. The soundtrack was good.
Okay.
Soundtrack.
Did they have
good.
Real music?
I think so. It's been so long since I watched it. I'm pretty sure they did.
Because like Love Island, one of the best things about Love Island was the music was absolutely fucking popping. Okay.
That's really truly a fact.
It's one of the best things about the whole show. So
it was not
like
on that level.
Wasn't on that.
It was not no, nothing can be. I mean, they played hits. Love Island played hits.
They really did.
Things I didn't like.
No Love Island this year either. Oh, man.
It's
starting to hit me.
God.
I didn't think about these things.
How did we not think of these things? Things I didn't like. They didn't spend nearly enough time in the pods at all. At all.
Not enough time before they met each other?
Not enough time. Episode 2.5 episodes in, the pods are gone.
Why?
They're out of pods.
How did they get engaged so fast? I'm confused by this. I don't because they didn't go on dates, then, right?
Dumb.
They're just in pods.
No.
Did they talk like, even if you talk for 48 hours straight, I don't think you're ready to get engaged to someone.
No, AB,
that
you're
seems
not.
Irrational.
It seems irrational.
Like even that makes The Bachelor look like a real slow it down relationship type of situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Two days. If The Bachelor is a microwaved relationship, this is like Emperor Palpatine zapping you with the electrode.
And it makes it seem like it's a gimmick. It's all. Like,
it is a gimmick.
You know, it's like a 90-day fiance type of situation.
Yeah, except it was 10-day fiance.
Yeah.
If that. So I'm intrigued by the premise, right? So, but for it to feel like it was worth anything, stay in the pods for like a month. If you're a month in the pods, 8 hours a day talking to these different people, I mean, most of the conversations they had were like conversations you have when you meet somebody at a bar.
Yeah.
For a second time, you know, and then they get engaged. There were not that many deep conversations.
Okay.
And that's what this should be all about. So I expected like 6 or 8 episodes in the pods, and there was 2. So that stunk. My next biggest thing, most of the people were unlikable. Most. I'd say all but 2, maybe even all but 1.
Wow.
Maybe not the people so much as the couples, but one person in particular, Jessica, my least favorite person in the history of reality television. And I occasionally watch Real Housewives in New York, so that's a big statement for me to say. I feel bad saying that because at the reunion she seemed remorseful, but while I was watching, unbearable at the way she treated her fiancé. The biggest thing that I didn't like about it was it was so obvious that these couples weren't going to be successful from like episode three. So you had to watch, I don't know, 6 or 7 episodes of people not getting along or not being on the same page.
But there's nothing you can do. You can't switch couples or anything at that point, right? So that's a show flaw.
The show is loaded with flaws. It's mostly flaws.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, was if once they were in the resort phase, when they're all seeing each other, if any of them switch.
Great question. Jessica was trying to decide between two people.
Uh-huh.
One person...
to get engaged with?
Get engaged to. The guys all asked, I believe. The person Jessica liked more asked someone else. So she obviously settled from the very beginning, said yes to a guy she liked less than another guy.
But she still has that other guy coming.
And then it turns out, AB, once they got out and saw each other, the guy who asked someone else is like way hotter than the guy she ended up with. So she at least exhibited the shallowness that you mentioned earlier. And that was a thing. Like, she didn't want to be with her fiance. She obviously wanted to be with this other guy. And she made moves on him, frankly. And it was, but it's somehow even that wasn't entertaining. You just kind of like hated her for doing it. It just wasn't, I just didn't enjoy watching it. I'm sorry. Wow. Maybe I was in Rim's a bad gonna, spot. This is, but I was just like, this stinks.
Rim's going to make a lot of enemies here. He's going to get booed off the stage when people hear this. People love this. I heard nothing negative except from you.
I know. I can't
not
hate.
A thing negative.
I'm not good at hate watching stuff. I can't do it. Like, people hate watch those Bravo shows. I can't do it. They just hurt my ears. You know, I don't know. I did not have a fun time watching Love is Blind for like 60% of the time. That's too high of a rate.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's my review. I'm glad you didn't watch it. It made for a worse podcast episode, but I feel good that you didn't have to sit through it. Any other questions or any other discussion topics, AB?
No. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's the episode, I guess. I don't know when we'll be back, but anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to do a separate episode of a different podcast that isn't Bachelor related. We'll include the link to that in the bio. If for whatever unknown reason you still want our harsh voices in your ears,
maybe
we'll be there.
Space it out a bit.
Me or
not
them?
You, the people. Yeah.
Oh,
wait a day or so between listening to each.
That's
can't
that's
have
what
too
I
much
recommend.
Of us.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.